And now it's time for our regular Monday conversation with the BBC to preview the week's international news. Our correspondent is Poona Gudusi. Poona, let's begin with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. She's flying to Washington to meet with President Donald Trump, but there's been clear tension between the two leaders. What are people saying about their ability to form a strong political alliance?
Yes, politicians on both sides have been trying very hard in the last few weeks and months to forge ties between Team Trump and Team Merkel from the day Mr. Trump became president. But it doesn't quite appear to be coming together as naturally as you would imagine. U.S.-German relations were pretty much taken for granted during the Obama era, even after news about the U.S. hacking of Ms. Merkel's phone came out. But now, with Mr. Trump in the office, things have become a little bit more uncertain. And recent developments that have affected this situation, to name a few. One, Mr. Trump's harsh comments condemning Angela Merkel's decision to let around 1 million migrants into Germany. He called it a catastrophic mistake. Then there was his decision to threaten the German carmaker BMW with a 35% tariff if it builds a plant in Mexico. And then his dismissal of the European Union in general. But on the other side, responding to Mr. Trump's criticisms, Angela Merkel has been a little bit more reserved, in true German style. She said now that Mr. Trump is president, Europe must in fact take on more responsibility and continue to stick to its open trade policy. A former minister in Ms. Merkel's cabinet, who's still very influential in German politics, summed up really nicely the feeling there about President Trump.
The tone we are hearing now for months is very, very different. It's not statesmanlike, and it is addressing emotions. The international institutions, the institutions and architecture of the West, NATO, the European Union, a close relationship, don't really occur in his thinking. In his thinking, he seems to be completely focused on America. He mentioned Vladimir Putin and Angela Merkel. In one sentence, they enjoy the same trust for him, and he wants to make deals for the benefit of America. He wants to make a deal, and a good deal is where you get more money than the person or state you make the deal with.
Germany is an important ally for the U.S., and Ms. Merkel's role as interlocutor between Russia and the West gives her quite a bit of clout on matters relating to talks with, say, Russia, Syria, and even talks with Iran. Having said that, we can't deny that the transatlantic tone has definitely changed. Some European analysts have even gone as far as saying that with Mr. Trump in power, it is Angela Merkel who's now the leader of the free world, and it's she who should carry on her shoulders the role of defending freedom and liberal values across the world. So we'll have to see how the two of them can make the best of this visit.
Indeed. And coming up on Wednesday, Poona, Dutch voters will go to the polls in the first of a series of elections, considered kind of a litmus test of European politics after Brexit and again, the name Donald Trump, his victory in the U.S. Most eyes seem to be on the far-right anti-Islam Freedom Party and its outspoken leader, Geert Wilders. What is at stake here? Does this indicate sort of a worldwide trend if Wilders were to win?
Yes, it is definitely a worldwide trend. People considering a little bit more than before populist and right-wing policies. All eyes now are on the far-right anti-Islam party called the Freedom Party and its outspoken and controversial leader, the famous Geert Wilders, who famously called Moroccan migrants scum and said he wants them out of the country.
So I believe what is happening in Holland, what will happen in France, in Austria, in Germany, and all the other countries where our elections are indeed very important. I have one message to the Dutch people, and that is, if you want to regain your country, if you want to make the Netherlands for the people of the Netherlands, your own home again, then you can only vote for one party. If you don't want that, you can choose between 20 or 30 other parties. But if you don't, please make the Netherlands ours again.
Those kind of slogans might sound a little bit familiar to the American audiences. But on the other end of the spectrum, there's another rising star as well on the left of the parties. A member of the Green Party, his name is Jesse Klaver. And it's interesting that he is a half-Moroccan Dutch liberal. He's hoping to block Mr. Wilders' path to power. And he's already being compared to Justin Trudeau, which, if you're a liberal candidate, certainly can't be a bad thing.
And Poona, you mentioned France. We started our conversation with a U.S. ally in Germany. Now we move to France. After months of allegation in the media about his financial misconduct, the main center-right presidential candidate is set to appear in court over allegations he misused public funds to pay his wife as a parliamentary assistant. What is going to happen if official charges are made against him? It seems as if there are a lot of subtexts, a lot of interesting stories related to the French elections.
Yes, as you said, Mr. Fillon was once, at one point, the favorite to win the presidency in France, but that was a good few months ago. His fortunes turned after his campaign was hit by a series of scandals. Most importantly, the investigation into allegations that he paid his wife close to $900,000 of public funds for work she didn't actually do, and similar accusations for other members of his family. He, of course, denies any wrongdoing, and he says he'll continue to campaign.
The vote will decide who will be the next president of the Republic. I will not cede. I will not give up. I will not withdraw. I will take to the end because it is democracy that's being challenged.
Well, he did actually cancel a few key campaign stops, and some of his main backers are beginning to distance themselves from him, so we'll have to see what happens, what the court decides, and especially if they were actually charge him with anything criminal. But all in all, I'm afraid it's all uncertainty for the French electorate, as well as we mentioned for the Dutch. But then that's what makes elections exciting for the likes of you and me, no?
Exactly. That's the BBC's Poona Gudusi helping us preview the week in international news. Poona, thank you.
An absolute pleasure.